Well, hello and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 17th of May 2026. Hope you're well. Hope you're having a great weekend. I am certainly feeling very rush. I'm recording this ahead of time, going to upload it and then send it out hopefully at the normal time. But yeah, it has been a bit of a crazy time to say the least this weekend. I'm off to Chelsea in just a moment, which is first time going there. But this weekend I've done a bit of work in the kitchen garden since I spoke to you on Thursday, cleaning out weeds, just keeping on top of everything and all the usual stuff, in particular my pots. And then added to that, something else that I've done is the big task this weekend has been setting up my bees. As you know, I'm really into keeping bees at the moment. It's something I really want to do. Well, I'm doing it now. Yesterday, I picked up a nucleus of bees, which was really weird. I went to my supplier and bought them and carried them in this box in the back of my car up to where they needed to go. So it was really, really weird to say the least. But we got it done nonetheless. And now I'm a beekeeper. Setting them up was actually quite easy. These bees were incredibly calm, I have to say. And what I did is I set the hive up on the top of a pallet, pop the bees on top and just let them acclimatise for a couple of hours, and then I moved them over into the hive. I did get stung a couple of times, I'll be honest, but what really surprised me is just how quickly the bees seemed to calm down. They seemed to be like, yeah, we're here. So on the entrance, I noticed a load of bees sort of congregated there, and they were fanning pheromones to get all the other sisters, all the other bees in to say this is where the queen is. It was absolutely fascinating to say the least. And within an hour, all the bees were just going in and out quite happily and settled down so quick. So, yeah, really, really interesting. Obviously, I've got to leave them a week and then we're going to see how they've got on next week. So it should be quite fun. Added to that, anything else that's been going on this weekend? Nothing major. We have, of course, sown the runner beans from the seed pack. And runner beans are an incredibly easy seed to grow. Give us a very good amount of runner beans. I've got to admit, I'm not a huge lover of runner beans, but my wife loves them. And I always remember my granddad having crates full of runner beans every year. Now, to sow them, I actually fill up my root trainers, which are a bit deeper than normal plug plants, with seed compost or any ordinary compost. And I just drop into that a single seed in each one, about 2 to 3 centimetres deep, so fairly deep. Keep them well watered. I like to keep them somewhere relatively warm, between 15 to 20 degrees C. So inside the shed is ideal. Outside might be a bit cold, but a cold frame or something like that will be fine. You could sow them directly, I suppose, at this time of year, and they might actually germinate. And then we just wait for germination, and once they're germinated, I'll start hardening them off and then get them planted out. Now, to plant them out is I always start off by building a frame. It could be a wigwam made out of bamboo or hazel sticks or just a frame. Anything that you can use to climb them up. I like to mix and match, I'll be honest. I've got a metal frame that I use here in the garden. It's a bit more decorative, but down on the allotment, it's very much using hazel sticks. And they just go out there, they look amazing, and as they grow, they produce these beautiful red flowers, which was what they were originally imported for, the flowers. So definitely one to grow for decorative reasons. And as long as we keep them weed-free and well-watered, they should do absolutely fine. And then those flowers will obviously turn to pods, and then inside will produce beans. Now, I like to pick them when they're young. I want to feel the beans and just start to see the beans through the pod before I pick them. That way, they don't get too stringy, but they also don't get too tough at the same time. And the thing is with beans, the more you pick, the more you will get as well. So it's well worth picking them as regularly as they can. I like them when they are young. So there you go. Go give it a try. Of course, as always, let me know how you get on. Now, as I said, I'm off to Chelsea in just a moment. I'm slightly nervous. I've never been to Chelsea before. It's never really appealed to me. It's obviously the pinnacle of garden shows. Chelsea Garden Show, that is. And I don't know how it's going to be when I get there, I'll be honest. I'm actually going there to film Lee and the Skinny Jim Gardner, or whatever he calls himself now. So I'm looking forward to seeing Lee and everything. But I've been put off from going to Chelsea in the past. One, because it's incredibly expensive. Tickets are very expensive. They're like hot dust. So it's going to be a bit of an interesting thing for me to go. But added to that, it's also, excuse me, very expensive gardens there. I mean, some of the gardens that they produce cost £1 million. They last for a week and then they're thrown away. So it's going to be, it goes against a lot of my ethics. But I've always believed I've got to go and see what it's like before I make an opinion. So that's what I'm going to be doing tomorrow. Press day. Yes, I'm working a lot of it filming, but I'm going to be very much on the view of, you know, I want to see what is actually going on here and whether it was any worth going to. If you've ever been to Chelsea, I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. I wouldn't describe myself as the Chelsea style gardener. I grow food, and that means I can be a little bit haphazard, not prim and proper. I grow food, but I grow food well. And Chelsea just doesn't quite fit with that. But as I said, never been before. So we're going to, sorry, I just knocked on the table there. Never been before, so we're going to find out what it's like. Right, I'm going to wrap this one up because I'm so busy and I've got a million and one things to do in 15 minutes. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for your support. We will be back again next time. So until then, please take care.